But rainforest fact is no less fascinating than rainforest fiction. Brimming with mystery and intrigue, these forests still harbor lost cities, uncontacted tribes, ancient shamans, and powerful plants that can kill and cure. The rainforest bestiary extends far beyond the requisite lions, tigers, and bears. Flying foxes and winged lizards, arboreal anteaters, rainforest giraffes, cross-dressing spiders that disguise themselves as ants, and bats the size of bumblebees all flourish in these most fabulous of forests, along with other zoological denizens that are equally bizarre and spectacular. And no scientist immersed in these ecosystems believes that all the wonders have been found or revealed. Tropical rainforests merit their moniker. They flourish in the tropics. The more than 3,000-mile-wide, 4,830-kilometer, equatorial band between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn. And these forests are hot, humid, and wet, receiving in the Amazon an average from 60 to 120 inches, 152 through 300 centimeters, of rain per year, as compared to a mere 25 inches, 63 centimeters, in London, or 45 inches, 114 centimeters, in Manhattan. However, several sites in the rainforests of northeastern India, western Africa, and western Colombia are drenched by more than 400 inches, 10 meters, of precipitation per annum. To a large degree, rainfall in the tropics is determined by the so-called Intertropical Convergence Zone, ICZ, a band of clouds around the equator created by the meeting of the northeast and southeast trade winds. This band is also referred to as the monsoon trough, and known to, and dreaded by, sailors over the centuries as the doldrums, since the extended periods of calm that sometimes manifest there could strand a sailing vessel for weeks. The constant cloud cover due to the ICZ, the ferocious heat, and the abundant rainfall combine to produce high humidity, sometimes close to 95% in the Amazon, a challenge for visitors unused to such torpor. According to Rhett Butler of Monga Bay, each canopy tree transpires 200 gallons, 760 liters, of water annually, translating roughly into 20,000 gallons, 76,000 liters, transpired into the atmosphere for every acre of canopy trees. Large rainforests and their humidity contribute to the formation of rain clouds and generate as much as 75% of their own rain and are therefore responsible for creating as much as 50% of their own precipitation. Temperate rainforests, by comparison, typically occur in coastal strips in temperate regions, like the coniferous forests found from Oregon to Alaska. Other temperate rainforests flourish in Australia, Japan, Russia, and New Zealand. Whereas tropical rainforest trees are often bedecked with vines and orchids, these temperate forests are typically festooned with ferns and mosses. Conservationist Thomas Lovejoy calls tropical rainforests the greatest expression of life on Earth. Unlike the gymnosperms, conifers, that dominate the temperate rainforests, the tropical rainforests consist mostly of evergreen woody angiosperms, flowering plants. A peculiar and unforgettable aspect of these equatorial rainforests is the ubiquity of lianas, woody vines that duck and dodge and climb and curl throughout the ecosystem. Palm trees are also emblematic denizens of these same forests. More than three-quarters of the world's 200 palm genera originate in the tropical belt. Global commodities produced by tropical palms include acai fruit, carnauba carwax, coconuts, palm hearts, palm oil, and rattan furniture. Tropical rainforest trees often feature buttress roots, large above-ground structures that help support the tall but often shallow-rooted trees. These roots flare out from the trunks, not unlike the flying buttresses of medieval cathedrals,